you're an Indiana artisan and really have grown your brand. We see you a little bit of everywhere. I think I saw something with you're being utilized by chefs in Chicago and in other areas. What are some of the things and what's the big announcement that you guys have in your next big venture?
Well, one of the things, there's two things that we're really excited about. One of the things that we're doing is we're going to be making maple vinegar. I've consulted with a chef by the name of David Burke out of New York, and we've been doing some sampling of how to preserve even maple leaves inside these bottles of this maple vinegar that we're going to be developing. We're going to be barrel aging it in Woodford Reserve barrels, which we have a great relationship with Chris Morris with Woodford Reserve out of Versailles, Kentucky. And that's one of the things that you know, these different projects that we're working on, one leads to another. And we started barrel aging our maple syrup almost 2 years ago and used rum, bourbon, and brandy barrels. Well, those relationships have developed even more so. And again, we're going to be, we are going to be taking delivery of over 20 used Woodford Reserve bourbon barrels that we're going to be filling up with our maple vinegar. That's one of the things that we're really excited about. The other thing that we're excited about, which is a little bit more immediate, is today we took from our farm 550 gallons of pure maple sap and made delivery to Three Floyds Brewery in Munster, Indiana. What we're excited about with that is we are collaborating with Three Floyds in making a maple sap beer, believe it or not. And so we delivered that today. Three Floyds is excited about it. We're excited about it. And we dropped that off to Chris, who's their main brewer, the brewmaster, and he's going to do his thing and start making beer. I think tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, and he should have everything barreled up as late as Wednesday, and then it will sit for 6 months in a barrel, and then we'll see what kind of product we have. But Three Floyds and Burton's Maplewood Farm, we share a lot of the same customers in Chicago, so we feel that, and we'll probably have a limited amount for each customer that we'll offer for them to purchase a keg of this this sap beer, and then we'll look at doing maybe some maple dinners and beer dinners and things like that. So we're really excited about that. If things go well with this and we have a lot of success with it, we'll look at bottling another batch for next year and maybe some distribution with Three Floyds.
Now, when you look at Indiana agriculture and different aspects of it, how important is it for these types of relationships and these artisans and these specialty products to bring attention back to what goes on here in Indiana?
Well, you know, I think there's several people in Indiana that really deserve even more credit than myself, and it's people like Greg Gunthorpe, who has a pork and turkey and chicken farm in northern Indiana. Greg has been providing his free-range pork and poultry to Chicago chefs, you know, a few years longer than I have. Another person is Judy Shad with Capriole Cheese, who's just south of our farm in Indiana. And Judy's goat cheeses are served in restaurants, some really notable restaurants, not just in Chicago, but in New York and San Francisco. And so it's people like Judy and Greg that I look at as inspiration to get out there. And basically, it's one of those things, hey, look, if this person can do it, why can't I do it? And I hope that people look at maybe what we're doing and say, hey, if this guy can do it, then why can't I? So I think we are making a lot of headway. I think a lot of us as Hoosiers, we kind of overlook there's a certain wholesomeness that comes along with being an Indiana producer and being a Hoosier farmer that I think a lot of us just take for granted. I have an interesting story. A friend of mine, Scott Hutchison, told me that he got a call from a friend of his who owned a bakery in Chicago, and she wanted to know if Scott knew any Indiana maple syrup rhubarb producers. And he said, well, absolutely. But you have a lot of other rhubarb producers in Illinois that are a lot closer. She said, but you don't understand. If I can put on the menu that this is Indiana rhubarb pie, I can get $2 more per slice. So that's an interesting story, and I have experienced it myself firsthand. There's just a certain wholesomeness that Indiana has when it comes to ag products.